Nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. And in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase. I hate Winnipeg. All leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing I love this town, then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim I hate Winnipeg.
thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I can't tell if I'm actually on the air right now, but oh, I guess I am. I just didn't have my headphones up.
That'll do it.
But yeah, here we are back again. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back. I missed last week. I was not planning on missing the show, but then
I had a rehearsal with a certain
student organization that is not always the most considerate of their musicians.
I can't. I have rehearsal.
In their musical theater productions. but I'll leave them unnamed to protect, so I'm not grilling them on air. But I'll just say, in these musical theater productions, the pit is not always the most appreciated.
Oft.
Sometimes they'll tell us the rehearsal is going to be over at midnight, and it goes till like 1:30 or something. That's
how I'll know. I can't. I have rehearsal.
I can't. but I'm back, and I'm glad to be back. Not leaving Owen hanging.
Wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
I parked that Aston Martin. We started off, Owen played one of our favorites with the Weaker Than song, One Great City. Parentheses.
I hate Winnipeg.
I absolutely despise Winnipeg.
But guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway.
Where is Winnipeg in New York?
What?
Where is Winnipeg?
Manitoba.
Really? It's in Canada?
Canada, yeah. Do you not know that?
You're making that up.
I simply don't.
It was a trick question because there's no way Winnipeg's a real place.
Heavens no.
Good song. Sounds like a bad place. And then this is Attic Abasement with their song Australia, an album that just came out this year and Owen and I have both seen, that I've been listening to a lot.
Is it over?
It is, if you want to play something else.
Sure.
But we're on.
Oh, that's really loud,
that's
sorry.
Quite loud. We're on. We're playing some tunes. We got a couple phones.
855-915-WMFO. Call us. We're lonely.
855-915-9636. 369.
Damn, she fine. And on that note, enjoy the show.
My baby's got a station is unique, but people get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us watching from the side. And some people have to survive and find a way to feel lucky to still be alive, to sleep through the night. I wrote down all the details of how my house fell apart, how the person I loved got killed by a bad disease out of nowhere for no reason, and me living in the blast zone with our daughter and etc. I made these songs, and then the next thing I knew, I was standing in the dirt under the desert sky at night outside Phoenix at a music festival that had paid to fly me in to play these death songs to a bunch of young people on drugs, standing in the dust next to an idling bus with Skrillex inside and the sound of subwoofers in the distance. I had stayed up till three talking to Wiseblood and Father John Misty about songwriting in the backstage bungalows, eating fruit and jumping on the bed like lost children, exploding across the earth in a self-indulgent, all-consuming wreck of ideas that blot out the stars. To be still alive felt so absurd. People get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us averting our eyes. Skrillex's tour bus waiting for the hotel shuttle in the middle of the night. I barely knew who I was. I looked up and saw Orion wielding a club and a shield. And there you were again, majestic. Dead wife. As my grief becomes calcified, frozen in stories and in these songs I keep singing, numbing it down, the unsingable real memories of you and the feral eruptions of sobbing. These waves hit less frequently. This merchandise. This is what my life feels like now. Like I got abruptly dropped off on the side of the road in the middle of a long, horrible ride in a hot van. It was too full of confident, chattering dudes. And the sound of tires receding. Now only.
Like a crash, I wait for the impact. Like a train, I wait for the smoke. Like a storm, I wait for the silence.
still got you ready to go. Waiting for you.
I don't think I got that reference.
You haven't seen that Vine?
I don't think so.
That's so... We need to bring back playing Vines on the show.
I know, that was it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Was that like the first show we did?
Maybe this semester.
Hello. This is at quarters.
A little background music.
Oh, I was going to play more Vines. No. Fine, I'll save it. leave a little something on the table. Okay, what did we hear?
We heard, thank you for reminding me, after the first two songs, there was The Greeting Committee with She's a Gun, trying to get more female artists on the show.
Wow, look, and then, ladies, yeah. He's woke.
And also not single. Then it was Mount Erie with Now Only. You want to talk about that song a little bit?
Well, yeah, that's the new, from the new Mount Erie album, which is like, pretty much like a response, I guess, to the last album, A Crow Flew Over Me, which he wrote after his wife died. And so I guess he went on a tour after that, and like, this album is really, because I've always had a lot of qualms with like these artists like Mount Erie, Phil Elverum, who, and like the idea of going to a live show for them when it's like just so not an appropriate setting.
Singing about his dead wife.
Yeah. Or even before that, when like his music's all about, like, the Glow Part 2 is about like going into the woods and committing suicide. It's about a lot more than that, but like that's like one of the main central themes.
Yeah.
And like when I saw Nutramoke Hotel in Rhode Island,
And he starts playing Holland 1945, and people start, like, moshing. I was like, yeah, this song is
do
about
people do that?
Anne Frank.
Neutral Milk Hotel,
like,
show?
Yeah. Like, well, because, like, okay, that song is kind of like, it's like jamming. Like, you can, like.
Yeah, but that's not the crowd I had expected at Neutral
Milk
Hotel.
They were
show.
All these weird brown kids. It was in Providence.
Oh, like, it was in Okay, yeah.
So.
Just trying to get some anger.
All these weird dudes. Saw some really weird hats. And, like, just not a good look. But they started thrashing around, and it's like, this is so. Maybe I would be the weird one for, like, just thinking, like, hey, let's all just kind of stand here and listen to the music.
That's what I do at concerts.
That's what I would do to Neutral Milk Hotel. But, like, when we go to, like, you know, when we go to, you know, Jeans or whatever, I'm like, I'll, like, thrash my head around and, like,
bob it.
Yeah. It's just, like, I don't know. Some people are always like, oh, it's a concert. Like, we're going to send it, you know? Like,
snet it.
We're going to sneeze. But I don't understand it at all. Like, so anyway, the new Phil Elverum album, I guess, is about a lot of it, or at least that song, was about the tour that he went on afterwards and how it was like he was at music festivals playing between like Father John Misty and Skrillex in the set, playing for a bunch of kids on acid, like kids our age.
I used to listen to Skrillex.
So folks, this is our last show. Thanks for
I went through like an EDM phase. I was a big like Dead Mouse fan.
Okay,
Dead Mouse.
I respect that a lot more than
Dude is the biggest peen of all time.
I was gonna say, guys, total asshole. I just remember he was like self-righteous, like.
He's totally like, my electronic music is so far above everybody else's. It's just like, oh, dude, you're so obnoxious. But that's kind of the music we listen to now, so I guess it's kind of come full circle.
How so? I feel like we listen to very unpretentious artists, actually. Maybe we're pretentious, but the artists we listen to aren't.
Probably John Misty's pretty pretentious.
Yeah, but he's a whole different... He's like such a character. I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
I get really fed up with
him. Let's not talk about him right now. Anyways, after the Phil album song, or the Mount Erie song, we had Little Green Cars with their song Harper Lee, song I like very much. High Sun with their new song, right? Dedication, yeah. New song. From a band we like, single. And then after that was Prince Daddy and the Hyena, a band Zane and I have seen live in person with their song Hidden Track, which is weird because it's not really a hidden track because it's right in the middle of their album. So,
hidden in plain sight.
Damn. That's deep.
This says a lot about our society.
And then Sleepy Dog with 3,000 Shots Until I Can Be Without You.
Let sleeping doggos lie.
The pride of Appalachian State. Other than Nora's cousin.
Yeah, that's a Nora's cousin. Nora's long time listener.
As she refers to him, weird cousin Kevin.
Love you, Kev.
And then right now, as you usually are when I'm on the horn, we're listening to the Pinata Beats album, Freddie Gibbs, Mad Lib. Good radio show music.
Yeah, it's nice. Loud. I usually go too soft on the background music. No, it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's because as long as you can still hear us.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
It makes it a lot more exciting.
Plus, nobody's listening, so.
Big point.
Don't lest we forget.
Shout out to Nora in the car tomorrow.
But yeah, that was your. Zane just gave you the entry level hipster minute. Now there's the entry level sports minute. Pat's traded Brandon Cooks.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Good trade.
First round pick.
Ostensibly good trade.
Mm-hmm.
David Korzenowski, shout out, texted me crying about this trade, and I'm like, dude, I don't see how you can have an issue with this trade at all.
Brandon Cooks was just really fun to have on the team.
Yeah, but it's his last year of a rookie deal.
And
we're not going to pay
it,
him.
It means that we're keeping Gronk, which
and we,
is
yeah,
enormous.
And we upgraded our first round pick. So we essentially traded a year of a first round pick for a better pick for a year of Brandon Cooks on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. And now you don't have to pay the guy. And he's going to ask for a bazillion dollars because wide receiver contracts are ridiculous. So I don't have an issue with it. Plus, like, since when has Brady had an issue with wide receivers? Everybody he touches turns to gold.
So the thing is, like, how long until we decide that we need to sign a quarterback?
Well, that's the rumor. There's actually the rumor came out today that, like, these two firsts are going to be traded for a quarterback.
Traded for a quarterback?
Yeah, but that's like...
I thought
we were
going to try to draft a quarterback.
Or, sorry, traded to move up to draft a quarterback. Okay. That's what I meant. That's what I was intending to say. Mm-hmm. But, those are also like unsubstantiated rumors that like the NFL is trying to stay relevant period from free agency to the draft where they make up all these rumors. So,
but I think that's not like a unbelievable.
Like, no, like would I be surprised if that happened? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
You can't put Brady on the bench after he plays like a record-setting Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you gotta have somebody in the
waiting in the
wings.
Because right now we still just have
who's even our backup quarterback?
What's his name? Garbage Fire.
Hoyer?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still on the team?
I think it's still Hoyer the Destroyer.
We're doing some frantic Googling.
We need like the Joe Rogan. You know how Joe Rogan always has the guy like pull up stuff, and he's like, hey, Teddy, pull it. Pull it up. It's really in there. Like,
offense. Where's quarterback? Tom Brady, Brian Hoyer. You're right. No third string.
Huge.
Jeez. And then the Celtics lost today. Not much to say about that. Kadeem Allen played like 25 minutes. What do you want me to say?
The Lions getting thin.
But we'll be fine. We'll have the Wizards in the first round of the playoffs.
Quick shout out to what? Oh no, I was going to say our first international listener.
No,
but I remember Henry was listening from the Netherlands that one time.
Yeah,
our first listener from Spain. My friend Liam was in Spain right now. Is tuned in,
Liam. Thank you.
Big Liam. Thank you very much for listening.
Well, that's probably a really nice time there, right? Was it like 7 o'clock?
I think it was like 5:30. He woke up really early and sent me a snap.
Oh, are
like,
they ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's like 5:30 in the morning. But wow. He woke up early and sent me a snap, and I was like, hey, if you're up, might as well tune into the show. And he is. And he said the music is very appropriate for the morning hours. Which doesn't surprise me.
Real eye spot hours.
It's always real eye spot hours. Real eye spot. Shout out to the big dog.
Real gargoyle.
6:35 a.m. he says.
Damn. Respect.
Shout out to Joey Blizz as well for...
Is he listening?
He is also listening.
Miss you, Joey.
Despite a New Hampshire storm that is absolutely ravishing the...
Snowstorm?
I think just like wind. Maybe rain. But,
there's snow in the forecast.
We got listeners from all over right now. We got places as exotic as
Boondocks,
Spain,
yeah.
New Hampshire, the big two.
Nora in her car tomorrow.
That's true. Like, maybe Dolsky doing some squats tomorrow as well?
Maybe.
Who's to say?
She doesn't listen to the show.
I'll make her listen.
Let's not kid ourselves.
Okay, we can get back to some tunes because we've been gabbing on here.
Sure. But you are listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Do you want to play some, or do you want me to play some?
I'll play something. All right. I have another new one for you from one of my favorites. Here you guys go.
Thanks for listening, folks. You like it better when the weather was warm.
Warm and the wind blows top notch of these treetops. Then the time goes dark, room and scent of perfume. Sorry about it, gotta go, I gotta leave soon. You look so good, never ever have to act tough. Not absurd with all my curses. You love my diction like I'm speaking in cursive. Mumble what my word is. One more hour, close those curtains. Yeah. Like hold up, you love the look of my chain. Oh God, heartbeats with a ring. Oh Lord, heartbeats with a ring. Oh Lord, can't hear it. Let me know, can't hear it. You like it better when the weather was warm.
Oh God.
What the fuck, Richard?
Like it better when we all get along. Like it better when the weather was warm. Like it better when you stay in my arms. Like it better when I'm singing along. Like it better. Like it
make it better with the weather. I'm sure you can carry on. Lighter than a feather, I'll travel with carry-ons. Lose our ways for some days, never fit again in lost. Yeah. Too long to wait, man, this patience wastes a ton. I love my cartoons, I'm still just a kid. You watch with me too, that's just how we both live. It might be cold, but it's not gray. And it's okay, yeah, yeah. Fireplace burning, cooking up something good. Sleep the whole day, yeah, 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 yeah. Never wasted opportunities. I know it's cold, but shorty, it is just you and me. I know it's cool, but shorty, this is the one with me.
The entire African-American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems. Share your story.
My sadness and depression grew out of giving myself to my career before I would give myself to myself. And then I am out there speaking in front of thousands of people with a smile pasted on my face, but dying on the inside. Hiding sadness makes you more and more sad because it closes you off. And I think that being able to talk about it is so liberating. Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing. And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
This is Terry Williams, co-founder of the Stay Strong Foundation. It's time for us to wake up, stand up, and speak up. Together we can do this. Search online for stories that heal. We must share ourselves. Healing starts with us. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
Suck my spit and give me a kiss. Let all my demons just swim to your lips. I know misogynistically, you know statistically that you will always get caught with the words that will flow from my mouth. There is blood in the sand in the clouds, and I know that I'm not a nice guy. I hurt people's feelings, I guess I should die. But my body says hurt myself, and my heart says to harm myself, and my wife said to love myself. So what am I to do myself? Fuck you, mom, and fuck you, dad. Fuck the rules you always had. Fuck the way I used to smile. High school life, go away. Adult life, here to stay. Older now, got some kids. Love you all. Die for this.
Dad!
someone else's dream. Only in the light, buzzing in the light of this world. Solid gold, feeling of the sun below. Only in the light, buzzing in the light.
Okay, folks, we are winding down here on Entry-Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is 12:57 in the morning on Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, folks.
That's right.
Hydrate or dehydrate.
Just real quick to run through what we heard was Man Wolves with their new song Weather is Warm, Two Door Cinema Club with their